Joining us right now is Harmeet Dhillon, the attorney for Senator Jake Hoffman. Ms. Dhillon, thanks for doing this.
My pleasure. Thanks for your patience.
No, that's okay. I appreciate the conversation. I read the senator's statement through your office that he is saying the timing of this is suspicious. At least that's my interpretation. And he's also said he's not guilty of any crime. He's going to vigorously defend himself. Can you explain his position in this and how you believe there was no crime committed and what these charges are?
Yeah, absolutely. So let's talk about the timing here. A number of other courts have already brought or declined to bring prosecutions here. And the timing of this particular prosecution by who I consider to be an illegitimate attorney general in your state, because of, you know, we can cover that another day. But this is literally dropped just weeks before your primary election in Arizona for purely political purposes. The bottom line is, even if you look at the indictment, there is no secret. They're alleging forgery, fraud, a secret conspiracy. Literally, these alternate electors, and Jake is one of them, did something that is time-honored and has even been suggested by Democrats in the very same election. Van Jones and Professor Larry Lessig suggested that President Biden, then candidate Biden, might do the same thing, which is namely in a state where there is no determination as yet, there's litigation ongoing, that in the event of litigation turning out in favor of the challenger, that there be an alternate slate of electors prepared to go to Congress and have a determination in Congress as to who is the correct slate of electors. This happened in Hawaii in the 1960s. It has been suggested in many other cases. It's been suggested by Democrats, typically, not Republicans. And so there is no fraud because nobody was misled. No outcome was changed. There is no forgery, which is a crime that requires specific intent to do something that is illegal. And there is literally not going to be any evidence that these prosecutors can produce to the court in a trial that shows that my client or any client thought they were doing anything wrong. They were following the advice of a lawyer for President Trump, who, by the way, is not indicted. Random other popular figures in the media have been indicted in this case. It is like an absolute kitchen sink. But the lawyer, Kenneth Cheesebrough, who brought the electors this proposal to do this, is not indicted here. So, you know, there's nobody who has been indicted in this case who can be shown to have the intent to commit forgery, to commit fraud. Fraud also requires that some reliance on that occur. That didn't happen. Nobody was misled by this alternate slate. And then finally, conspiracy simply relies on the same. And so if you have none of the elements of either of those two crimes, you can't have a conspiracy. And so this is literally an extended press conference. It's an extended ad for the Democrats in Arizona to try to influence the outcome of the Arizona primary. And that is, of course, an illegitimate use of the prosecutor's office.
The timeline of how this will play out, because we know the wheels of justice sometimes turn slowly. Is there any way that there can be something decided before the primary? How long after the primary? What is the timeline if they carry these charges to court and they try to bring you into court? What is the timeline we're looking at for this?
The timeline is it is impossible to bring anything to any kind of a hearing, material hearing on these charges before the primary. What's going to happen as required by due process in the United States and Arizona constitutions is that the defendants will have an opportunity to test these charges and get these some or all of these charges tossed out on the basis that they don't meet the law. Assuming that a biased judge who isn't listening to the evidence hears that challenge and the cases proceed, it is going to be many, many months of discovery, exchange of evidence and materials, and then it could be a year or years before a jury is seated in this case. And let me just be very clear. My client hasn't even had any discovery taken of him in this case, nor have any of the others. I mean, the grand jury was you know, recent. And all of the evidence that is relied on in this complaint has to do with evidence from the special counsel's investigation, with evidence from the House January 6th investigation, which happened years ago. And so literally all of this evidence, so-called evidence, has been in the hands of the Attorney General's office in Arizona for years. And they timed this prosecution, which is, by the way, months after people in Georgia were prosecuted, people in Nevada were prosecuted, people in Michigan were also prosecuted in a political witch hunt designed to affect the outcome of the presidential election and local elections. They did this to sort of have a series of news bombs to benefit President Biden and to also try to impact the outcome of your Arizona primary, not for purposes of actually prosecuting these people effectively in a way that they will actually be convicted of these fake crimes.
Was there ever an attempt from the Attorney General's office to reach out to Senator Hoffman or to your office as his representation to question or have any questions answered on this investigation?
I can't really get into grand jury issues under Arizona law, so I'm going to decline to pass on that question. But what I will say is that, you know, you can look at this and you can literally do a compare right of this complaint and the ones in the handful of other cases where they've made the same Democrat witch hunt effort. And you can see that they're all derived from the same mother source, which is the January 6th investigations in Congress, where they had extensive and, you know, months and months and months. We represented at my law firm numerous defendants in those cases, and they were targets of those investigations, I'd say. And, you know, evidence was taken and had in those cases. There were subpoenas issued by the House. Jack Smith separately did his own investigation, which involved subpoenas and people either cooperating or submitting evidence pursuant to subpoena. And so, you know, that this so-called evidence all comes from there. And what they allege in this complaint is just an incomprehensible hash that these electors, including our client, fooled people and they supposedly gained from this tomfoolery. First of all, they gained nothing. What they've gained here is, you know, a lot of legal bills. They fooled nobody because no outcome of the election was changed. And, you know, Congress did not accept the alternate slate. There was a very important point for your listeners is that at the time, December 14th, that these alternate electors met and signed this statement, that there was litigation pending in Arizona concerning the outcome of the 2020 election. This is a critical point, and this is the same in other states as well. And so the litigation wasn't decided, and the way that the electors' timing works is if you wait until the litigation is decided to put that slate together, it's too late. Each state has its own deadline for submission of the electors, and so in each state, these alternate electors were simply in standby mode. Consider them to be electors in waiting, preparing for the outcome of the Arizona courts. If that outcome occurred in time for the certification in Congress, then they would have been the ones potentially sent to Congress. So this was really deadline bound by state law. It had nothing to do with any of these individuals who are, by the way, mostly volunteers, unpaid people in politics, simply showing up at the request of an attorney for the sitting president of the United States, asking to be alternates in standby. And that guy, by the way, did not get indicted here. So the whole thing is absolutely crazy and will not withstand scrutiny in court, in an honest and objective court, I should say.
Ms. Dillon, I appreciate the clarification and the point of view, and I appreciate the time this morning.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Thank you. That is Harmeet Dillon. She is the attorney for Senator Jake Hoffman, explaining the defense and why they believe that these charges are unfounded.